Got it. Okay. So we are in Siman Kuf Chaf. We're up to Sif Beis. Last time we talked about the different materials. And this week we get to talk about how you actually do the tevila, which is a bit of an issue. There's a big discussion here about how to actually do tevila's kelim. Right? And it starts as follows. So take a look at the tour. In Beis, Kuf Chaf Sif Beis. Right, the kli should be loose in your hand when you do tevila. Plus, if you hold it very tight when you do tevila, have a chatzitza, then it would be considered a chatzitza. Period. Right. However, if you moisten your hands before you dip in the kli, so then you don't have to worry about it. So why don't you have to worry about it? If I were to ask you, why don't you have to worry about it if you lose it?
Because there's water on your hands.
So what if the water is, so what? Why does the water on your hand help?
There's water surrounding the kli.
So there is water surrounding the kli. Okay. Not that it's not so tight, it's that the water, it obviously won't be so tight. Rather, that water will connect with the mikvah water, right? Or we'll see exactly what that means. It's a bit of a question. Okay. So, problem.
Well, nowadays they put you have a bucket that you lower your things on.
Nowadays you have the bucket. Does the bucket help things or does it hurt things?
That's a loaded question.
Hurt things or does it hurt? Right. So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says, oh, yeah, no problem. It's actually roughly the other one in Lachlish. So he says, Inspire, Basimon, Kuf Sadi. There's a little, there's not much to read. That's part of the problem. He says, Inspire, Basimon, Kuf Sadi Ches. He says, don't worry about it. This is why I discuss this all in Kuf Sadi Ches. What's in Kuf Sadi Ches? What do you even have? Do you have Kuf Sadi Ches in your edition here? It doesn't go up that high.
Kuf Samal, Kuf
No, probably not. So that's okay. That's Hilchos Nida, right? Hilchos Tevila, the Hilchos Tevila section of Hilchos Nida, right? So what is the Beis Yosef implying by saying, "Oh, I think I deal with all this stuff over there in Hilchos Mikvah"? What's he saying? He's implying that the halacha that would exist for a woman going to the mikvah should be the same halacha as it would be by a man going to the mikvah, right? That sounds like that makes sense. Okay, so, but there he's actually quoting a Mishnah, which I'm finding backwards here, because I forgot to write it in my notes, but there we go. Yes, in Mikvahs. Yeah, so... Okay, so now you have so over there he sends you to a Mishnah in Hilchos Mikvos. Right? That's a good place to look for how to deal with the mikvah, right? So in the back of Hilchos, so in Perek Ches of Hilchos Mikvos, towards the end, but not the end, so towards the end of Hilchos Mikvos, it says as following, Tehorim, in order to go to the mikvah, Ha'ochiz ba'adam uvekelim umatvila. If you grab a person and kelim and you do tevila, tamein, they're tame. V'mhidiach es yado b'mayim tahorim. But if you wash your hands in water first, so then you're tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, however, says, Yirpa k'deshi evoho behem mayim. Right? You loosen it in order so that water can get there. Right, so you have again the Tanakham, the first opinion of Mikvah say in Mishnah Mikvahs is saying that you should wet your hands. That if you hold it while it's in the water, it's a problem. If you wet your hands, then it's okay. And Rabbi Shimon argues that if you loosen your hands, so then it's a problem. So you have a machlokas between the Tanakham. So what does it sound like? It sounds like there's a dispute between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Who's being machmer and who's being makel? Right? Who is the strict one and who is the lenient one? Right? Look at Tanakhama says, wet your hands and hold it that way. Right? Shimon says, you can hold it loosely. So who's Machmir and who's Mekel?
Tanakhama's Machmir.
It sounds like, right. So the first glance is Tanakhama's Machmir. He's saying you got to put your water in first, etc. Rabbi Shimon says, don't worry about it. Just read it, hold it lightly. That sounds reasonable. So so many Rishonim read this as a Machlokas. And how does that sound like? It sounds like how do we paskin when this machlok is Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? We paskin like the Tanakhama. So the idea of loosening your hands doesn't sound like it should work. Right? It doesn't sound like it should work in that case. So that's the big issue when it comes to the sif, right? Does loosening your hand work? And then the other issue is, what does it mean that you're wetting your hands? How exactly are you wetting your hands? Is there any issue with regards to how you wet your hands? So the Rambam seems to paskin that way. The way we just formulated that Mishnah, that's the way the Rambam seems to paskin. The Rambam paskins that Ochez ba'adam. This is Hilchos Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Shach will refer to it shortly. Ha Ochez ba'adam uve kelim matvilim. You hold the man and you hold kelim and you tovel them. Ha rehein betumasim. They remain tamei. Plus you're grabbing it. Va'afal pisharaf ba'yadav achshavobahem. Even though you loosen your hands so that water gets there, it still doesn't work. Why? Water get all around. Sounds like water got all around. So why shouldn't it work? So says the Rambam, Gezeira Shema Lo Yirape. So you have a Gezeira that maybe you won't loosen your hands. Right? So yeah, it's true. Of course, you loosen your hands. Of course, the rice that works. You got water all around. So comes the Rambam and says, no, that machlokus in the Mishnah Mikvos was what? Machlokus whether there's a Gezeira or not. We pass like the Chachamim that there's a Gezeira. Right? And therefore, you have to be strict. You can't hold the Kalim when you bring them to the Mikvah. And if you wash your hands, by Bamayim, so then the tefillah would work. So that is the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos. Okay, so now while we're on the page in the Beis Yosef, so let's go down south. There's not much in the Beis Yosef.
If you wash your hands, it still work because your hands are wet.
So would washing your hands work? Now, how are you washing your hands?
I need to bring them in
the mikvah. That's one way to wash your hands. What's another way to wash your hands? You wash them in the sink.
You're right.
Right? And what's the third way to wash your hands? The third way to wash your hands is to put them in the mikvah. Right? And that's good. Maybe that's required, right? Maybe it's required to actually have your hands under the mikvah. So we'll get around to that. So let's see the Darkei Moshe. So again, the Beis Yosef didn't quote, but the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Nida, I will let you in on it that he pretty much, yeah, he's what I just said, right? That Mishnah, that the Rambam is what the Beis Yosef quotes there. However, we'll see how the Mechaber paskins. Fine, so comes the Darkei Moshe, and says as follows, long Darkei Moshe, Sif Beis. So he says, "Uvu Mordechai Perak Hasocher Ayin Bei." What's your Ayin Bei Socher? Something.
Amud
Bei. What? Amud Bei Socher Perak. Mordechai Perak Hasocher Amud Bei Socher Perak. That's what Ayin Bei stands for. It says Amud Bei.
Can't
be Amud now. That doesn't tell you what the daf is. I'm not sure. Ayin Bei might stand for the name of the Perak Hasocher. Anyways, so Sofa Parak, so Kasav Harava Victor Cohen, so he quotes Rabbi Cohen, right? Sluchis Hatuuna Tvila, right? That a sluchis, a bottle requires Tvila. And Athal Pisha Aim Befila Maila Kishofaris Hanot. And even though you have the neck at the top, which is the thickness of the neck of the top, right? Shapiat Sarlamala, that it has a narrow entrance. Afilu Hathi Sakula Tvila, right? Tvila would work. For Rabbeinu Meir, Hayamora, Lahatvil Kli Toch Kli, Uvachi Uhamayim Tzafin Al Piachitza. And he said he even allowed people to togel a Kli within a Kli as long as the water went into the water went into the outer one, meaning you had to get both into the mikvah. Veshu Piachitza Kishvaferis Hanod. And even if the top was a Shvaferis Hanod, was a narrow top. Fine, that's not so much our issue. Gam Hora, he also paskin. Sheishli Zaher im Yakbil Kli Zechuchis Malay, that if you put in a full glass bottle of Eat Nehu Bidali, and you put it in a bucket, right? Mali Mayim Bahadli Shakua Babor, and the pit goes into the, it's totally the in the bucket is only in the pit. Shelo Yoshivuhu al Shulav. Right, that you shouldn't sit it right at the edges because there might be a chatzitza because of the weight of the kli. The chotzitza now because also a chatzitza. Ela yitu al tzedo v'izgala hine v'hina v'sochad li b'bor. So rather you should like shake it back and forth so that you make sure that water touches all the different sides while it's in the pit.
That was to put it on its side, right?
Oh, sorry, you put it on its side and then shake the bucket back and forth so that it will roll back and forth and you'll get the whole thing into the mikvah. Ve'en lahakshos maishna miparsas regel ha'adam ha'omid b'parkarkar b'mikvah. It says, don't ask, why is this any different than the So mephresis is translated is as a shoe, but it must mean the feet, right? If the foot of a, when a foot, when a person goes into the mikveh, right? So nowadays we have nice fancy mikvahs, so you could jump up and down, it's tile floor. Back in the good old days, you went in the mud, right? So you were in the mud. So why is this different than the regular of a person that's standing in the karka of the mikveh of Einu Chotzeis? And there's not Chotzeis, the Hasam Arminan, the main mikveh Bain Lasham. But we say that, oh, the main mikveh gets there also. Terem Yitain Raglov Ba'aretz. As right before he puts his foot down onto the ground, v'dafka me mikva aval kan kishenosin hazachuches b'dli afilu mali mayim eno moel kihim telushim. Says, however, this case is different. Why is this case different? Because when a person jumps into the mikvah, right? So before he jumps into the mikvah, before he lands his feet, what's there? Mikvah water. Right, so he's standing on mikveh water. So, however, in this case, you're taking it out of the mikveh. What do we call water that's taken out of a mikveh? We call that water. We call that mayim shuvim. We call that sink water. Right, so it's out of the mikveh. So he says that's a problem. So therefore, you have to be careful when it goes to the mikveh that it be loose. Right. So that is, so what is the implication? The implication of that is that water that's taken out of the mikveh. Right, he says it out. Mashma hademahani im lichlach yadu b'mayim. That the trick which is suggested that you moisten your hands with water, haynu dafka b'mei mikvah, but mayim hatulushim lo. Right, that's dafka mikvah water that you need to do, but mayim solution, but water that's separate, no. Okay, so that's number one. So to wash your hands first. So the first thing the Darkei Moshe says is that water which you use has to be mikvah water. Right, if it's water from the sink, so then that's not going to work. That itself is going to be a chatzitza. Right, now just in terms of hilchos mikvos, this is very difficult to understand. Right, because what do we call water from a sink that goes into a mikvah? We call that mikvah water. Right, as long as there's 40 saw of mikvah water there, as we learned Shavuos night. As we learned Shavuos night, as long as there's 40 saw of mikvah there, so any water that goes in additional to that. Right, is called, it becomes mikvah water, right? That's how all of our, that's how most of our mikvahs that we go to work, right? There's mikvahs that you don't see, and then they connect to water that you add in. So why shouldn't this work? I mean, why shouldn't you be able to take sink water and have that work, right? So that's a question that everyone wonders about. So the Isser v'hetar aruch l'darkei Moshe adds kalim ches kasav the Isser gamkin linot sechinim tochadli v'yatvilim el yikashrim b'chut rafoi v'yatvilim, right? You can't put in sechinim into a bucket and dip them. Rather, you should tie them with a string, a loose string, and dip them that way. Ba'odka, probably because it'll get stuck into the sides of the bucket or something. Ba'odka sav d'had d'mutu l'hakil kli she'im b'fiv kishofer sanod ha'im Right, that if you have a clay that is not kishrofer seno, that does not have a loose, a tight neck, right, and it's just water, so then that would, you could fill that up with regular shuvim, with sink water, right, and that would work as long as that water connects to the mikveh water.
So is that saying if you have a bottle, as long as it's submerged and filled up with mikvah water, is that what you're saying?
As long as you submerge it, so then it will touch the mikvah water, and then that would work as considered being in the mikvah. Yeah. Yeah. The second, this Mordechai here is discussing the issue of rust, which will probably come up later on. He talks about that you got to get rid of the rust. Off of your kelim, but it was talking about chatzitza, so you got to get the rust off the kelim, and if you can't get the rust off the kelim, if you're okay with it staying there forever, so then you're okay. Okay, so this Darkei Moshe all of a sudden drops this bombshell, where he says, oh, and by the way, the water that you use to wash your hands before you dip it in, is that's required to be mikveh water. However, the Ramah doesn't, this Darkei Moshe at least, doesn't seem to be taking a stand on the loose versus tight issue. Now, remember, the Torah said it could be roughly biado. That's okay. And what's the Mechaper going to say? So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch himself. Yeah. So in the Shulchan Aruch itself, Kuf Kaf Sif Beis. He says as follows, Sarak Shehe Hakli Rafui biyadu, that the kli must be loose in your hands, bishas tevila, when you do tevila, shimahat ko biyadu, that if you hold it tight in your hands, then that's considered a chatzitza. V'im lichlach yadu b'mayin techila, but if you wet your hands first, so then you don't have to be concerned with that. That's what the Mechaber says, and it also sounds like you don't have to worry about it holding it tightly, meaning it sounds like you could hold it tight as long as your hands are wet first. That's what it sounds like, right? Comes the Rama and says, "V'dafka shelich lech yadav b'mei mikvah." The water that you use in order to moisten your hands has to be mikvah water. Avalo b'mayim tolushim, but not water that is separate. Now, when he says mayim tolushim, that can mean two things. It can mean water from the sink. It can mean water from the mikvah that came out of the mikvah. Is that also mayim tolushim? So that's discussed here in the Nosei Kelim. Okay, so. What order should we do?
Of a lobamayim.
But lobamayim tolushim, but not separate water, separated water.
So it can't be water from a sink.
Right, it certainly can't be water from a sink. But the question is, what does he mean by mikvah water? Does that mean water from in the mikvah? I mean, while your hands are in the mikvah, right?
Okay.
What does that mean
water
exactly?
Or the water that came from the mikvah.
Or the water that came out, right? That you put your hands in the mikvah and then it came out and then took the kli. So I guess we'll just go in. Or else, so do the shach and then the pisrich. Fine. So the shach says as follows: Rafui biyado. So he says tzarachim. He says I don't understand this. Shabbeis Yosef ha'achronim lo hiviu shum machlokas. He says I don't understand why the Beis Yosef doesn't bring any machlokas about this. Now it's a little unclear, but the Beis Yosef does. I mean, the Beis Yosef here tells you to go look over there and over there. He quotes this Rambam. He quotes the Rambam that seems to be machmer on this, right, and not allow you to hold on to the kli without the water. I mean, the Beis Yosef said you could hold it loosely. The Rambam seemed to say that you couldn't. So, a little unclear. The Beis Yosef quotes the machlokas and seems to paskin that's not a problem. So, Shabbos Yisrael lo hiviu shum machlokas bazeh. The Rambam perek beis mehilchos mikvos din yud alef kasef ha'uches ba'adam v'kelim umarvilim, that if somebody you're holding on to people and to kelim and you dip them, harehin b'tumasan, they remain tamei. V'afal pisharaf yadav, it sounds like even if your hands were loose, why gazer shem lo yirape, lest you do make him, maybe you won't loosen them and it will be tight. So the Rambam is machmer on this. So how is Yosef Karo not quoting the Rambam? How is he not even concerning himself with the Rambam statement on this? By when people go to the mikvah, that filu rough with low al sala, that even if it's loose, it doesn't work. Tevila doesn't work. Ubisof perik ches mihilchos mikvos tam behedya adam mekelim bahadi adadi ayin sham etzarachin. However, at the end of perik ches from hilchos mikvos, it says clearly that adam and kelim are considered the same. I'm not sure why you have to go there. The mishnah that we quoted also says. Oh, sorry, that is the mishnah that we quoted. Perik ches, right? That's the mishnah that we quoted. There it says adam and kelim, implying that Adam and Kalim are the same thing, right, and should have the same dinim. So in order to, well, attempt to answer this question, so you can take a look at the Piskei Tshuva. So Piskei Tshuva, hey, says, Ayin Shach, Mashahik She'alzei. He says, look in the Shach, what he asks on this, and Verhetival says, Mash V'dayta D'gam Hacha B'tfilas Kli. I'm not sure why it says chaf.
It's not coming.
It's not. I don't know. It's the camp. No, it's by us. Hacha by us. The tefilas. It says chaf gimel by you. Kli gadol ki kelim. I don't know. Sherafu yadav lo alsa tevila. Right. That also to here the tevila shouldn't work just by loosening your hands. Why? Because there is shem lo yirape. Right. Maybe you won't loosen it. So va'ayin v'tiferes lemoshe. So see the Sefer Tiferes Moshe Shetiritz Kushya. So that answers the question. Also Tesvav Tes. I don't know. I'm not sure what it stands for. The Hasam. He says over there. Betvilas Tuma Shaykh Shapir Gezera. He says maybe the Gezera that you can't loosen your hands only applies by Tuma. Right? By the way, tumah could apply to kelim also, right? Kelim and nashim would both be involved with tumah. Now, our tevilas kelim has nothing to do with tumah. Right? Our tevilas kelim has to do with geirus, has to do with becoming Jewish, right? Being Jewish kelim. But you could conceivably be talking about tevilas kelim with regards to tumah v'tara, right? That could happen. So he says, that's only talking about by tumah, because if you don't loosen your hands, yavol lidei iser chamor. So that's going to be a real iser biadayim. Could go in sheyibol nida or yasim bekli truma tahora. Then maybe you'll have relations with the woman, and or you'll put in truma into those kalim and you'll eat it. It'll be a chlena b'misa, and that's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Masha ekin afna, as opposed to here, the afim yishtamish bekli zu acharkin. That even if you use this kli, right, lo achli zur, you're not violating anything. I mean, you might be violating the prohibition of eating things from something that wasn't tovel properly, but you're not really violating anything. You haven't asered anything. You don't aser that which is inside of it. And therefore there's no gezeira here. So basically Tshuva claims, because he's quoting this Tiferes Lamoshe, that maybe the Beis Yosef, the Yosef Karo says, that Mishnah, that Rambam, that's dealing with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and we're not dealing with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. There's a risk of some punishment because of Karis or Misa V'Dei Shemayim if you don't loosen your hands, so we're going to put in a gezeira. But here there's no reason to have the gezeira, right? That's the Pisgei Tshuva. Now, I'll tell you two problems with that I didn't come find answers for yet. But problem A is that by the Beis Yosef sending you over there and saying, see everything that I wrote in Tevilas Nashon, that's pretty much buying into what he wrote over there, right? Second of all, right, how would you then assume that the Shulchan Aruch paskins with regards to Tevilas Nashon, right? Can a woman hold another woman in the mikveh? Right, so based on this answer, Tiferes Lemoshe, right? There was the elementary school, and all boys elementary school in Queens is Tiferes Moshe. So. But anyways, what do you have any grandkids in Tiferes Moshe? So how would you expect the Mechaber to paskin by Tevilas Nashim? You would expect them to say, by Tevilas Nashim, right, if you can't hold them, you don't even bother trying to hold them loosely, you have to pick your hands and wet the person over that door. The problem is, that's not what he says, as you probably assume by now. That's not what he says in Hilchos Tevilas Nashim. In Hilchos Tevilas Nashim, he paskins the same way. Paskins also this idea that, if you hold the person loosely, so then that is sufficient over there. So Mr. Fibos Lamosha, he doesn't hold any water. It's an interesting ha'ara, but it's a little difficult to read that into the Mechaber. I mean, you can read that independently here. Maybe that should be the din here. To say that's what the Mechaber meant is difficult to say because he paskins the same way by the laws of Tevilas Nashim. You have to take my word for it.
Well, he's only supposed to follow Rambam if he's the majority.
Right, so...
What does the Rif say?
It could be they don't say anything. This idea of Rif, the problem is Rif, this sugya is found in Hilchos Mikvot, in Mishnah of Mikvot. So the Rif and the Rush are writing in accordance with the Gemara, right? They're Pirushim on the Gemara, so I don't know if they have statements with regards to that. If they did, he would have quoted it. He didn't quote it. I don't think the Beis Yosef quoted the Rif or the Rush on this. Okay, so that's... That's issue A. So the Mechaber, the idea of loosening your hands and just dipping it in, so that's somewhat controversial. A, because the Rambam seems to hold against it, and B, the Ramah holds against it, right? The Ramah holds that you have to moisten your hands first, right? So that is an important din that people should know, that you have to moisten your hands first. Now, you get to the details of, how exactly does one moisten one's hands? So you can take a look at that Taz, Sif Dalid, right, which goes on for several miles, I think. I think he's actually still talking as we speak. I'll just read the first line where he says, Makum hiniya harav li yisgadir po, ki kvodim kom munach shalo dak klal. He says, the Ramah has left me place to talk here because, let his honor rest where it is, but he really wasn't very careful here and, because of his issue. Well, what's he taking issue with? He's taking issue with the idea of wetting your hands in the May mikvah. Right? So let's just see what the Shach says. I don't know if we're going to see what maybe not what the Taz. What does the Shach say? So the Shach says in Zion, Ayin b. Lechem chabudos. I think that's it. The I think someone else quotes it on the page also. The it's the name of a sefer. I think Lechem Chamudos. In oh, there it is. It was in the Kudas Hakesef. He quotes Kfar Kadma Halechem Chamudos. This issue. So look in the Lechem Chamudos at the end of Nida Daf. Yeah, I don't think there is 315 Daf in Nida. It's not in Tesvav. It's I think it's Samachvav. I don't know, some kind of printing error. Yours just says that? Just says Shin Tesvav?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, maybe it's Lechem Chamudos, the Daf Shin Tesvav in the Lechem Chamudos. That's maybe what it is. Masha Hikshel is what kasha he has. V'yesh lomer d'hacha ilav ha-mayim havi chatzitza. V'hilkach ha-mayim bo la-fuke mitoris chatzitza v'lkach b'inan she-yuhu mei mikvah. He says, because the water is trying to make it not a chatzitza, therefore the water that comes... is trying to get you out of those laws, therefore it requires it to be mei mikvah. Now, you're left scratching your head and say, what do you mean? Why does it have to be mei mikvah? Like, let it just be water. And let it just, right? Like, why can't it just be water? The water connects with the mei mikvah. And that should solve all of the problems. So, the... So that's what the Taz disagreed with, right? The Taz added in Yeshli Sheyud Sover Di Machzikas Akli B'Dibuk Benuni the Haimik Kamosher Agiim Lahasik Kli as I feel my Tulusha Mahani that if you're holding it, you know, regularly, the even water that's separate would work. Avali Machziku B'Dibuk Chazak, but if you're holding it strongly, Lo Nisher Dai Chibur LeMei Mikvah LaHakshar Hamayim Shal Yadav Lo Mahani El Im Kain Lachlach Yadav BeMei Mikvah. He says the Taz says that if you're there's two different types of grips, that if you're holding it tightly, then you would have to have mei mikvah. You'd have to, and presumably it sounds like from the Ramah, the only way that works is if you grab it underwater, right? If you grab it underwater, so then you could hold it tightly, and then you'll be okay. But if you're going to hold it regularly, so regularly would be mayim, you'd be able to use water that's separate. So when the dust settles, or when all the water falls, right, you have three shitas, I guess, right? You have three shitas. You have shita the mechaber, that you can hold it loosely and just dip it in, and shalom al Yisrael. And, well, not really shalom al Yisrael, because the Rambam's not going to be very happy with you, and the Shach's not going to be happy with you, and the Rashba's not going to be happy with you, and the Ra's not going to be happy with you, and all the other people that quote is not going to be happy with you. But they probably won't say anything, and they'll be shalom. So that's the shitas of the mechaber. I'd be interested to see how the Sephardi poskim handle this, because there seem to be pretty strong kashas on the Beis Yosef, right? Then you have shita number two, and that is the Ramah that you need to moisten your hands first. And it sounds like you need to moisten your hands from the mei mikvah. And then you have this third fit, and unclear where your hand is when it accepts the kli. Then you have the third sheet of that of the Taz, which is that, well, it depends how tightly you're holding it. That's the water that you would use. So how do we paskin? So l'chachila, right, if you go into the mikvah, well, l'chachila, you can use a bucket, right? And we use the buckets that are plastic, and that seems like it should work. If you're not using a bucket, and let's say I've told people, to go to the stream here, you know, instead of shutting to the Lower Merion, you just shut, go to by the easiest one is by where the Eruv goes by Manoah. If you go down Manoah, right, there's that little bridge there. So there's a little clearing there. That's I think a safe, easy place to tovel a few kelim, not necessarily big ones, but you know, if you have forks or whatever, that's what I recommend. So, however, there are no plastic bath baskets that are tied to the tree there. Right, with the things there. So how do you? So what's the idea? So the ideal is to pass it. I pass it from one hand to the other while underwater. That's the Yotzei Kol HaDeos. If you for every reason can't do that, so then he has a discussion here about. Let's say you have if you have an electric kli, which we'll get to another time. You have an electric kli, and you want to seal the hole. So you seal the hole, you're going to stick your finger there and have it stuck. So can you then wet your finger and use it there? And you so many chal and it gets the remote, whatever. But the standard, we shouldn't come to that. Okay, what is it? Do.
It's usually a hole. I guess the problem of nifrod or something.
Right, so now the water in. Yeah.
The water is always part of the
mix. Yeah. The other, you do the next one. There is a machlokas about what bracha to make in the mikveh. The Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef puts a three-way machlokas as to what the bracha should be, and one tovels there. Kalim. Number one would be al hatfila. Number two would be al tfilas kalim. And number three would be al tfilas clay matechas, on the tfila of metal kalim. So there's this discussion about whether you should say clay matechas or not. So that is discussed in the Rishonim. Some argue and say, what do you have to say? You don't have to. Why would you say clay matechas? Because you want to describe the mitzvahs, and you should really say al tfilas clay matechas shehi clay sudos. Right, you don't generally have to say all the halachos of the bracha when we're saying the bracha. So that the idea of klimatechos is brought down. What do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin Yevarech al Tvilas Kli, right? Just Kli. V'imehim Shnayim Lo Yoser Mevarech al Tvilas Kelim. Make the bracha of al Tvilas Kelim. You look in the Shach says V'yish Poskim Levarech al Tvilas Kli Matachas. There are Poskim that say like that. Shekein Iker V'shechein Ra Noeg. And I've seen people do that al Pizakin. I've seen old people do that. V'chein Erech Yisra V'heter Klal Tzayches Din Kaf. So it sounds like the Shach leans to this idea of al Tvilas Kli Matachas. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan sides with the Al Tevilas Kelim. It sounds like the Al Tevilas Kelim across the board. That that whether you're doing one Kli or multiple Kelim, you make the same bracha of Al Tevilas Kelim. So how do we pass in Philadelphia? So there's really one way to know how we pass in Philadelphia, and that is to
look on the wall.
Look at the sign in the mikvos. And on the walls in the mikvos, it does have the multiple nusachs. There's Al Tevilas Kli and Al Tevilas Kelim. So that's is a question that's an ongoing question about what exactly the bracha should be. I think most people make al tevilas kelim on multiple kelim, you know, that there might be rishonim that would say not to. The question is what to do when you're only doing total one. So that will remain a machlokas going forward. Okay,
good stuff.